This is the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network.
This podcast and the 31 Days of Horror is made possible thanks to our patrons. Please join me in welcoming and thanking new patrons: Jordan Hess, Matthias Backlund, Swamp Princess, Amy Hendrickson, Evan Creighton, Eric Henderson, Michael the Street, Leland Palmer, Stephanie Hernandez, Nicole, Corey Pollock, Colleen Gray, Rabid Pikachu, Pumpkin Queen, and Kilos. Our patrons mean everything to us, and we do all we can to give back for their generosity. So what do patrons get? Rewards start with shoutouts and early commercial-free access to all episodes. While I know that commercials aren't everyone's favorite, and we do put a ton of effort into making them entertaining, we provide all episodes commercial-free for patrons at all levels. From there, rewards include weekly bonus episodes, immediate access to almost 500 Patreon-exclusive episodes, coffee cups, t-shirts, and logo hoodies. And for all of October 2020, all new patrons who sign up will get a limited edition 31 Days of Horror magnet along with their other rewards. Our thanks to you for supporting the show during my favorite time of year. Signing up annually is still an option and also comes with a magnet. And if you sign up annually, I'll give you a month for free. 12 months for the cost of 11. Like I say every week, and this month every day, we do all we can to give back to the people who support our show. If you'd like to see how you can support the podcast and get rewarded for doing so, including getting a limited edition Creepy Fridge magnet, please check out our reward tiers at patreon.com/creepypod. No.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The 31 Days of Horror, Day 4, Dreams of Inheritance, written by ShadowSwimmer77 and narrated by J.V. Hampton Van Sant.
I take the stairs two by two coming home from Granny's funeral. A witch, they'd called her. The superstitious fools, so relieved at her passing, they'd never thought to investigate its odd suddenness. Not that they would have found anything. The work, done in a few moments with a thick pillow as she slept, her gnarled hands grasping at my wrists, ancient lungs struggling to capture the barest breath, was hardly an effort and left no evidence of foul play. I reached the landing, intent upon my prize, the treasure she kept locked in her room, the old metal key that in life never left the cord about her neck now held in my hand. No fool myself, I had waited until sure I was overlooked for mischief before attempting to secure the wealth now rightfully, if treacherously, mine. I pause, wary. The door to Granny's room, the door I am sure I'd close before leaving for the churchyard, stands cracked open. Thieves, then, aware of the rumors of her great fortune and seeking my inheritance as their own, they'll have no chance without the key, and I'll not be handing that over. I draw the small pistol from my pocket and edge silently down the hall. Bursting through the door, ready to do violence, I stop, suddenly unsure. A figure sits in Granny's old rocker, its back to me. But from where I stand, I can see a twisted hand clutching the chair arm, hear labored breathing crackling from its chest. A laugh, dry as snapping twigs or rattling bones, issue from a mouth of worn leather. The chair slowly begins to turn. Abruptly, I awake, sprawled in my bed, tangled amidst the sheets. The memory of the nightmare that must have woken me was already fading from my brain. Granny calls from the next room, the sound of her voice causing an unbidden wave of disgust to issue from deep within my chest. Reflexively, my hands tighten upon my pillow, and, reaching a decision I have long been considering, I rise from the bed. My gaze fixed upon the door, a smile threatens to tug at the corners of my lips. The thought of wealth soon to be mine playing across the surface of my mind. Yet still, as I creeped across the room, I am plagued by the most nagging feeling that I have done this before.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved unless otherwise stated.